Thomas Jefferson admired the works of John Locke, Algernon Sidney, and other Whig writers. We should mention, however, that modern scholars do not follow Jefferson in referring to this simply as the Whig tradition. To do so would confuse radicals like Locke and Sidney with more conservative thinkers who call themselves Whigs. Consequently, Jefferson's way of thinking is sometimes called the true Whig or the radical Whig philosophy. Jefferson believed that many Americans embraced true Whig ideology, and he wished the Declaration to express this general point of view.
This was the object of the Declaration of Independence, not to find out new principles or new arguments never before thought of, not merely to say things which had never been said before, but to place before mankind the common sense of a subject in terms so plain and firm as to command their assent and to justify ourselves in the independent stand we are compelled to take. Neither aiming at originality of principle or sentiment, nor yet copied from any particular and previous writing, it was intended to be an expression of the American mind and to give to that expression the proper tone and spirit called for by the occasion. All its authority rests then on the harmonizing sentiments of the day, whether expressed in conversation, in letters, printed essays, or in the elementary books of public right, as Aristotle's, Cicero, Locke, Sidney, etc.
An essential part of this radical Whig tradition was its defense of the right of revolution. The Declaration of